Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas, and today is day 38 of our Lenten series of readings and meditations. Today I have some of Father Henry Nouwen's words on death and dying. One of the greatest gifts we can offer our family and friends is helping them to die well. Sometimes they are ready to go to God, but we have a hard time letting them go. But there is a moment in which we need to give those we love the permission to return to God from whom they came. We have to sit quietly with them and say, "Do not be afraid. I love you. God loves you. It's time for you to go in peace. I won't cling to you any longer. I set you free to go home. Go gently. Go with my love." Saying this from our heart is a true gift. It is the greatest gift love can give. When Jesus died, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Luke 23:46. It is good to repeat these words often with our dying friends. With these words on their lips or in their hearts, they can make the passage as Jesus did. And here's another thought by Father Nouwen. It is very hard to accept an early death. When friends die who are 70, 80, or 90 years old, we may be in deep grief and miss them very much, but we are grateful that they had long lives. But when a teenager, a young adult, or a person at the height of his or her career dies, we feel a protest rising from our hearts. Why? Why so soon? Why so young? It is unfair. But far more important than our quantity of years is the quality of our lives. Jesus died young. St. Francis died young. St. Thérèse of Lisieux died young. Martin Luther King, Jr. died young. We do not know how long we will live, but this not knowing calls us to live every day, every week, every year of our lives to its fullest potential. Father Henry Nouwen, 1932-1996, was a Dutch Catholic priest, professor, writer, and theologian. His interests were rooted primarily in psychology, pastoral ministry, spirituality, social justice, and community. He is the author of more than 30 books, among them The Wounded Healer, Compassion, and With Open Hands. He has taught at the University of Notre Dame, Yale, and Harvard. In 1986, he became the pastor of the Eich Daybreak in Toronto, where he shared his life with people with mental disabilities. I wish you a blessed day. Thank you.